Dick Toledo here, and I want to say thanks for downloading, streaming, and sharing everything from our Morning Sickness podcasting page. Today's podcasting content is being brought to you by Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Visit them in Scottsdale off the 101 in Indian School or online at chapmandodge.com.
The only thing better than a big truck is saving big on a big truck. A truck that'll get you anywhere you want to go and help you get stuff done. Well, guess what? At Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, you can save big on every new Ram truck during the Ram Power Days. Going on now. Visit us at the Scottsdale Auto Show off the 101 and Indian School Road or do it all online at chapmandodge.com. Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Get more.
Rock Wars, the wake-up song and the you bastard sight of the day. Want to know more? Visit Holmberg's Morning Sickness online at 98kupd.com.
All right.
Are you really ready for this?
I don't know if I'm ready for this. Toledo, do you have my say? You don't have to get that. Do you have CNN music? I know. I'm running Toledo all over because all the computers don't work.
Shocking.
But if you've got my CNN music, because we are ready. It's debate night in America, KUPD's You Debate. And I do think... we have Jeffrey Toobin watching the debate and prepping for it on Zoom right now, so we can actually check in with him. There he is. Jeffrey, are you there? Yes, he's ready. He's ready to go. Jeffrey is watching the debate. Was he actually helping the Biden team plan for the debate? That's what I read yesterday about the Zoom meetings.
Yeah, it was
debate planning.
He had this separate Zoom meeting and then...
But he was there to help for the debates tonight.
Yes.
For the Biden team. So he's baiting. Of course, the obvious joke, the master debater that he had become hilarious.
Brady had been all over that one.
Story gets better and better and better and better. All right. We know, OJ, you have thoughts. All right. Are we ready? Toledo, do you have the music?
I don't know.
If he doesn't, I'm fine with that, too. All right. Here we go. We're going to go. Get all four of them on the line. No, is that the... That's CNN music?
No, fair and NBC News.
Is it
breaking news bed?
It sounds like I'm playing really fast bird, like the speediest round of Pong ever. Huh? All right. Well, there you go.
Man.
It's time for debate night in America, and here are our debaters. We have them all four on
yes,
the line.
We do.
Tell me who's on line one.
We have Karina / Jacob because apparently he doesn't know how to pay his own bill. But
Jacob is on the Obama plan for funds.
Yes, yes.
Line two.
Line two. We have Michelle.
Michelle, a girl. Okay, that's good.
All right, try this.
All right, I don't want any more of your music. number three.
Line three. Vader.
Vader's with
yes.
us. Okay, Vader representing the elderly, which is great. And number four.
Oh, Jay Gutentag.
Jay Gutentag.
Here to debate the Goot.
All right, we are well represented. I don't think we have any people of color. In a way, that's good because last time we did it turned into horrible racism in our debate, and that's just a bad thing. All right, we'll start off by saying hello to Jacob. Is Jacob there?
Good morning, everyone.
Hello, Karina.
And just for the record, I sent those facts in there, Homer. You fact check me. I sent the email with my statements.
You've had statements already?
My name is on the plan, and that money is directly taken from my account. Thank
okay,
you
but
you.
You're but, okay, but all right. Right off the bat, Hunter Biden, somebody else has connection to your phone. You're a third party in this transaction.
The line was purchased by me. Yours truly. Facts.
Let's okay, but
you.
It is in your. It is in a girl's name, Jacob.
No, it is in my name as I purchased the line, but yes, she did own it at one point. Yes, I had to take
that. All right, so
she did own it at one point.
You're renting your phone, essentially. All right, there you go.
A Russian oligarchy is not paying
Jacob,
for that phone.
Jacob Biden, on the line.
Yeah, exactly. Michelle is on line, too. Michelle, welcome to the debates. Tell us why you think you want to be president today.
Because I love stuff. That's fine. I would be good.
You what? Say, be a little louder.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, there you go.
Okay. Because I stuff everything, and I want to pass the love on.
Oh, you're here. You're part of the love party. You love stuff, all stuff. Feces.
Yes.
Fighting.
No.
Violence.
No.
So you don't love all
grundles.
Stuff.
No.
Grundles. You love a good grundle.
I don't like your son either.
Do you know where the grundle is?
It's in the backyard.
That's right. There's a grundle in your backyard.
Fair enough.
If you're currently in your backyard, you're right. All right. Vader is on line three. Vader, prematurely gray at age 12, is now part of our debates. Tell me a little about yourself, Vader.
Good morning, gentlemen. This is Vader McMahon, the next president of the Morning Sickness. How are y'all doing today?
What are you doing? What's the voice?
I was trying to do Bill Clinton.
You're doing a terrible job. Just be Vader, for Christ's sake. All right, all right. I'm done with you. And finally, no, I'm done, Vader. Shut up. And Jay Guttentag is on the last. We know Jay all too well. Soon to be part of another fisticuffs debate coming up, hopefully, in February with a former, I guess, roommate or resident of the exact same complex. Jay, is that correct?
Vent partner, Johnny. Vent partner. Hey, guys.
What voice are you doing?
And the Grundle, baby. You know that that's between.
Jay's
that's
in the Grundle.
Certain areas on the body, baby. It's not in the backyard. I'm just saying.
All right. Beautiful thing.
We're talking about the butthole.
That's, well, thank you, Jay, for clearing that up. All right. Here we go with the debate.
Jay's in the Grundle party.
I will ask a question. Brady, you can follow up or whatever. We're going to ask each person the same question. I will start in no particular order or favoritism in any way. In fact, I'm just going to go down the line to start with Jacob. Jacob, I need to know what you call a dog's front limbs.
Front limbs?
Yeah, what are a dog's front limbs called, and please explain.
Well, it's interesting you asked that. I was at church this weekend thinking about that, and I'm going to go ahead and say that those dog's front limbs in my house, in America's house, we call them paws. Legs, paws.
They're paws.
One answer.
I'm gonna have to go with it.
Okay, so they're paws. Their feet are paws, but what are their limbs called?
You're talking about their bone limbs?
I'm trying to ask you. I'm just asking you a question, sir.
Okay, sir. Well, short answer. I'm going to go ahead and say their damn legs.
Their legs.
Dog legs they got four. Thank
okay.
You.
All right. Michelle, what do you think a dog's front limbs are called?
Oh,
I love dogs. Dogs are amazing. They're the most loyal creatures on this planet Earth, America, Phoenix. I like to call them legs.
You like to call them legs as well. They're not a dog's arms?
Well, oh, the arms, legs. In a dog, it's all you need.
Arms, legs are all the same? Is that true with everyone?
Depending.
Vader, would you like to debate with Michelle on what a dog's... Go ahead.
Wow, you guys, they're the four legs. They're the legs in the front. Am I the only one that's got brains this morning? Out of everybody? I mean, Jay's a solid second, but come on.
All right, you're just afraid of Jay. Jay, do you know what... Jay, are dog's legs a prison term we don't know yet?
Not that I'm aware of, man. I go with legs just because everybody's going to say that, but realistically, it'd be a tibia, right?
I don't know if it's a tibia. I don't know if dogs have a tibia.
That's what a front leg would be, and the only reason I know that is because Lefty, Chaco, my dog, I've had to deal with some things with his legs, and that's what the vet refers to it as, so that's the only reason Jay Guttentag knows. So I'm actually...
All right, third person. Jay fires off a beauty right there, going with the veterinarian.
I'd like to interject.
Oh, go ahead. Who is this, Vader or Jacob?
This Vader, I think one of my opponents only is familiar with the anatomy, just because they've broken so many bones in the house, you know, in the big house. You know, I think I've been several times to the infirmary having to have been in so many scuffles. You know, I mean, Jay, you're solid, but I mean, come on, let's be honest. The dog story, that's a good cover for an argument, quote, quote.
All right, Vader, all right, that's enough of that. Brady, do you have a question for our contestants? And if any of you are on a speakerphone, stop it.
I told everybody.
I know. Get off the speakerphone. And I'm guessing it's Michelle.
Or roll the window up.
No.
Who's on the speakerphone?
It is not I.
Roll your phone. Or roll your windows up. It's a nice day, but you can take a second. Yeah, we'll get rid of you immediately.
I have a question for Jay to clarify something. Lefty is your dog, right?
Chaco is my dog.
Chaco, that's right. Yeah. The left ball, that's right.
He stands and uses his left hand or his left paw or his left leg or whatever everybody wants to call it, the tibia, the paw that's attached to the tibia. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Is that because he's from the left communist party over there?
Oh, well played. Well played, Jacob. All right, please. I'll mute you, please. Everybody, quiet down. Stop fighting. All right.
This is Wallace and we need him.
Let me just, this is what the debate's going to sound like tonight, too. All right, calm down.
Get it together, Wallace.
Please. If I haven't said your name, do not speak, for God's sakes. And that goes for Jacob, Michelle, Vader, and Jay. All of you. If I say any of your names... Then you can talk. Otherwise, no interrupting. This debate has to have some decorum here. Brady, ask your question of class, please.
Okay. Jay, would you agree with this statement? If it tastes like chicken, keep on licking. If it tastes like cologne, leave it alone.
Is that an accurate statement? Jay Gutentag, go.
Yeah, I think that's pretty good because, honey, if it tastes like or smells like cologne, slap them legs shut because they're covering something up.
Okay. All right. And you know from experience?
Dude, my dad taught me a long time ago. He said, listen, kid.
What?
He told me, if you're going to like the female anatomy, I'm going to have to tell you a couple things so you don't come up with a bunch of blisters on your face.
You and your dad had that talk, Brady.
Oh,
Brady, sorry. Will you, Brady, please have that talk with Kirby just in case.
Immediately.
I'm going to have to. You know, I don't want you to get the face blisters.
You know what? I'm not doing it. I might ask Jay.
Yeah, have Jay talk to Kirby proxy. About that. Jay, any other great words of wisdom your father had for you about cunnilingus?
Hey, you asked me the other day about the tomato pants, right? So that poor guy, listen, my mom was at work, John. I was in the bathroom, and unbeknownst to me, whoa, Mother Nature came, and I was freaked out.
So you just started gushing out your penis right there in the bathroom.
It was horrible. Yes.
Oh, my God, that had to be terrible for a little girl.
Like a water weenie.
Wait, and the only thing that was good about that whole thing was I was in so much trouble that day that when I was like, Dad, and I thought I was going to get like my butt kicked that day for some other stuff that I had done. And I was like, Dad, I think I just had my period.
Yeah.
And, Dad, what do you want me to do? My dad didn't know what to do, dude. He came to the door where I was. He wouldn't even come in, which, thank God, you know. He came to the door, handed me, like, a box of Kotex, a box of tampons, and I'm looking at these things like, what do I do with this?
Just like, wrap them around your balls.
Hello, what am I doing with this diaper, man?
Jay, that's an amazing story of the day you became your flower. Your flower had been had blossomed.
Tomato pants, bud.
You got the tomato pants. Anyway, Michelle, tell us your first time when is it very similar
to
Jay's story?
With your dad.
How did you? What? Where were you when you first had your period, Michelle?
I was at school.
Oh no! What grade?
I was in 10th grade, I think. Yeah, 10th grade.
10th grade? That's a little late.
It is. I was almost 17.
No kid. Were you a gymnast or something?
No. Just my mother started late. It's just, it runs in our family.
No kidding. Just holding it. Oh, my goodness. That's crazy. So you were, that had to be nuts. And then,
I was a freak.
Yeah, that's a little freaky.
I was a freak.
Jay, how old were you?
I was crazy.
Jay?
I was 13, John.
13.
And then the other conversation that I had with my dad was a few years later, and that was about the, listen, kid, I understand you think you need to shave your face, but I want you to make sure that if you're going to be running around there shaving your face, that you protect it when you go down under. Oh, no.
Michelle, when did your father tell you it was time to shave your face?
Never.
Vader, did your dad have that conversation with you?
Well, no. See, that's the thing, because I am Hispanic, John. I know I look like an old white, you know, white guy, but underneath all this, there's a person of color. You know,
I'm is that right?
Oh, no.
Yeah,
no,
need to see papers on that one.
I'm legal. I was born and raised here.
Your last name's McMahon. Mute him. Yep. McMahon is not Hispanic, and he's got a big gray beard.
Cultural appropriation.
You're stealing. Jacob, I don't want to talk to you right now. You've made me mad with this attempted. You're like Elizabeth Warren trying to tell me you're an Indian. Jacob, what is the best advice your dad ever gave to you?
Well, I'm going to go ahead and reach out to my panel there and say I didn't have a dad right there. And the best advice was, hey, son, can you put 50 on my books this weekend? And I said, all right, good to go, pops.
What does that mean? Are you a prostitute?
What happened there?
No, his dad was in jail.
Oh, is that right?
Oh. Yeah.
Did your dad go to jail?
Prison, couple
Hold
times.
On. How about Brett for knowing
Brett
the lingo?
Beat him before Jay. That's pretty good. He's got a few
Sometimes
people.
Sometimes we got to put money on the books. People get jammed up. We hook them up.
What did your dad do?
Oh, a couple things. A few times and a couple things. But I can go ahead and confidently say I've been about every prison in Arizona visiting him. And hopefully he gets out in July. Let's just go ahead and go.
What was the longest period of time he sat?
Yeah, how long is his biggest sit?
I think his longest run was 14 years.
Okay.
And by the way, Jay, we've looked it up online. A dog's front leg is not its tibia. It's its back leg. So your veterinarian needs some work. You might want to switch.
Ouch. Yeah. Great. Thank you for that information.
Called it. Totally called it.
Vader nailed it. All right. Totally called it. All right. All right. All right. I want to have this debate.
The best advice that I could say is, I don't know, make sure the balloon is extra sealed, son. Oh, my God. Good to go, Dad. And,
all right. This is,
money on the books.
This is weird. This is getting weird. All right. I'm going to try this one. Michelle, debate with Jay Gutentag on whether or not cereal is a soup. Michelle, go.
Cereal is not a soup. Cereal is the staple of every American's breakfast, lunch, dinner, snack.
Ew.
Cereal is the most amazing, amazing creation.
Not a soup.
I love. No.
Okay.
Soup is hot.
What is it called?
What is cereal called, or what is soup called?
Well, what is cereal if it is not a soup?
It is yummies in milk.
That's right, Jay. Is cereal a soup?
Wow. You talking to me, John?
Yeah. Do you want to chin check Michelle right now for that answer?
That was a horrible answer, but good try, especially, you know, it's all good. So cereal to me, now, whether I'm eating Apple Jacks or Alphabet cereal,
right?
I would think that that's like a soup, man.
It is
right?
a soup, yeah.
I mean, think about it. Think about it. You have the alphabets in there. So whether you're having the Campbell's American soup and you're saying, look at mom, look at dad, all of these letters in my soup. Same thing in the cereal,
That's
dude.
Right. It's a
Same
soup.
Same thing in the cereal.
Michelle, would you like to rebut that if she says it is a soup?
I only rebut intelligent answers. Thank you.
Would you like to rebut Michelle, Jay? And I mean that in the most violent way.
Yeah. You mean headbutt? Oh, yeah, no.
She's saving that one.
All right.
Hey, she can call names, name call all you want. You know, when I'm elected, I'm going to have Proposition 207. Make sure that everybody in Arizona gets weed legally. I'm going to fix the friggin' Medicare, medical stuff. So all this other little stuff about Campbell soup and tibia, fibia, shibia, bro. Those aren't the real important things right
That's
now.
That's right.
But I am going to change my bet.
All right.
Because that bastard should have known that was the wrong leg.
This will be an interesting one. I'll start with Jay on this one. Jay, which gender is smarter and why?
Well, that's a great question, John.
Yeah.
So if you go back to the prophets and the Bible and Adam and Eve and all that good stuff, so I'm going to take it from that perspective. So they're in the garden, right? And they wanted to eat food. Eve saw this tree. They had been forbidden. They said, hey, God said, check it out, Adam. Check it out, Eve. You don't get to eat that food, even though it looks really great, because I've given you everything you need.
Right.
So I'll tell you what. Eve, pretty smart, because she went ahead and tried to eat the apple, is what they call it, the fruit.
Right.
But then Adam, being a schmuck, should have stopped her and said, what are you trying to do to us?
Should have been a man.
You know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day,
should have given her five across the face,
woman,
Jay.
It would be a woman, because from the beginning of time, if Adam would have snatched her arm, we'd all be walking around naked, dude. It'd be a love fest everywhere in the world. But no, they had it.
So,
kill an animal for the first shedding of blood. They had
Jesus.
To put on clothes.
All right. Which is, what's your answer? Men or women, Jay?
Women.
Women are smarter. Anybody want to retort that? Say your name.
I do.
All right, Michelle.
Oh,
wow. Vader and Jacob are getting shut out. Michelle, go.
I think that men and women share intelligence differently. So in certain situations, a man would be much more intelligent, and in certain situations, a female would.
When is a man smarter than a woman?
Ambiguous. I call bullshit.
I'm with you, Jay. That's why I'm following up. When is a man smarter than a woman? Every time.
Usually during critical thinking, which is about 80% of the time.
Okay, so 80% of the time a man is smarter than a woman.
Yes.
According to you. Well, then men are smarter than women.
This is Jacob. Man, so therefore, Jay's argument is just ignored.
Hold on. Jacob, go ahead.
Wow. Let's get serious here. Come on. It shouldn't take a woman more than 4 minutes to decide where to eat. And it shouldn't take a woman more than 10 minutes than to throw a shirt and some pants on.
That's true.
Let's get real.
So it's men.
People.
Jacob says men. Vader, men or women, who's smarter?
Vader, men are smarter, because obviously that's the man side of Jake.
that understands that. So that's where that comes from, is the intuition and the knowing that men are just by default smarter. And Jay would agree with me, right, Jay?
I already told you, women, bro. Were you not paying attention to my face?
I don't know why I like when Jay gets upset so much. All right, finally, one question for all of you. Brady, do you have any follow-ups right there? Do you have anything you want to ask him? I've got a few good ones left.
Not right now.
All right. I'll start with Jay again. Jay, what are the advantages of being a man versus being a woman?
Ooh. Well, you can take it from behind without having to strap something on.
Great answer. All right, we're going to move on to Jacob. Jacob, what are the advantages of being a man versus being a woman?
Advantages of being a man versus being a woman? I get to pick up really, really heavy and make it look cool.
All right, lifting heavy objects. Michelle, are there benefits of being a man over being a woman, and why do you think so?
There are many benefits of a man versus a female.
Oh, wow. You might be a politician.
She might be a man.
She might be a man.
She's pandering.
What are the benefits of being a woman over a man? I'll ask you because nobody else in the panel knows.
Because, well, a woman can walk into a bar and get laid instantly.
That is true.
That is true.
Excellent answer right there. Excellent answer.
Drink. Usually their feet are closer to the sink.
Jay, do you have that? Can you wander into any bar and get laid anytime you want, Jay?
You know, I actually can, John. And if you're about five or six beers in already and maybe a couple shots, you can get laid anywhere. But when you wake up with that pig in the morning, you're going to be feeling bad.
Vader, would you like to answer that? Benefits of being a man versus being a woman?
I get paid more. I don't have to worry.
That's exactly the answer. That's right.
I don't have to worry.
The benefit is 28% better paycheck. Excellent answer. All right. Wow, this is a tough one. I'm going to ask one last question. Beauty or brains? Jacob, which one and why?
Can you repeat the question you cut out for me on that one,
it's
sir?
It's beauty or brains. Which would you rather have?
Oh, my goodness. Well, I'll tell you what, as nice as it is to see a fine-looking lady bring you something and basically just be next to, it gets you nowhere if you're doing a bid down in Maricopa if you put that pretty dumb face through a wall because she just doesn't shut up. I said the most dumb things ever. Or is a fan of the WNBA, and that gets no play in my house.
Pandering. That's pandering to the host. I don't know. Jacob, please.
I'm just saying.
But it worked.
It did. Michelle, are you there?
I'm here.
All right. Beauty or brains, which would you rather have?
I would much rather have beauty.
Because?
Because beauty can manipulate brains.
Ah, good answer there. Michelle has a solid answer. Vader, you're a very old man. What have you discovered through your times of beauty versus brains?
Well, wisdom is always going to outshine whatever kind of facade is on the outside. So a smart man would know when a woman is trying to be deceptive and trying to use her beauty to allure him like the sirens that they are.
Nice.
So, you know, I would definitely go with brains.
Going with the Iliad. He's dropping Homer bombs on us. Jay, beauty or brains?
Well, John, I kind of liked his answer, right, until I got some holes in it.
Okay.
So it'd be beauty, and this is why. Because you can get with as many women as you want until you finally find the one that has beauty and brains,
wow.
John.
Went for
so
both
go with
of them.
The beauty until you find the brains. And you don't have to bash anybody's head through a wall, bro. What are you talking about?
Yeah, what are you bashing bitches' heads and walls for? That's Jay's job.
Well, he said it's from Maricopa.
Because he's saying the dumb thing. And, of course, if we can have it all, but that wasn't the question. He continues the tap dance and fill his answers with some shook, jive, and Jimmy, and I'm not here to put up with it. Answer the question.
Jacob, I said we didn't have diversity. You might be black. I think, Jacob, you might be a little black.
Bro. I said beauty, bro, till you find the brains. What, you didn't hear all that? Your phone click out? That till you find the brains.
Yeah.
What?
Jacob, come do you on. Think you could throw Jay's face through a wall because she's a woman?
Answer the question, bro.
Careful. Careful, Jacob. Do you think
I'm
you could
at the watch.
Do you would fight Jay? Jacob?
Why not?
Oh, man. She's a lady. We all have 20 bucks on Jay. It's a lady.
I got 50 bucks on Jay.
There's $100 on Jay right there.
I might pay just to enjoy it. I mean, it's all, if you'll threaten me with a good time, gentlemen, I mean, it's all fun.
Brady, we have to pick today's winner. I'm not sure where to go.
Jay, I got one real quick one. Boxers or briefs?
Oh, yeah, good question.
Oh, I like boxers, dude, for me. But if I had the stuff that two of my opponents have and the stuff that all you guys in the studio have.
Balls and a wiener.
I would say you have to wear briefs if you have that stuff, just so stuff doesn't hit the toilet water.
Why don't you wear panties?
Well, John, I don't look good in panties, man. I put a spandex on and I put a thong on and I look like a friggin' Doberman Pinscher in heat, bro.
What that is.
Honest, man. Honest.
Jay, are you regular menstruating?
Of course I am. Don't be ridiculous.
Every 28 days?
Every 28 days, so like a pig.
Just as annoying as any other woman.
Like a pig.
No, but... Michelle, are you regular?
No.
No? Why not?
It's all gone.
You ripped it out. You gutted yourself.
I would like a fish, yeah.
You weren't in that second baseman for that softball game we were talking about earlier, were you?
Oh, no, I don't do sports.
Okay, well, there you go. Jay, have you ever considered getting it all torn up? Do you want to be a mom someday, Jay?
I already am a mom, John. I got a stepson, 26 years old, professional BMX rider.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, that's right.
You don't want to give. Yeah. You don't want to have your
Jay
own kids?
Jr.
You don't want to have, you don't want to make a Jay Jr.?
Well, if I did, I'd have to take some of the eggs out of myself and put them in somebody else and figure out where we're going to get the intelligent man sperm.
Tell you what, I'll have Brett come over. He'll do it for you.
All the gravy.
Vesely will load you full of gravy and get you a baby. All right. Brady, pick a winner in today's debates. This has been tough. Was it Jacob? Jacob, did we like Jacob's answers at all? I think Jacob was he was outshined.
He was.
All right. Bye, Jacob. Kill Jacob. He's gone. Next one was Michelle. She was pretty good. Vader and Jay Gutentag.
Back and forth, yeah.
Who's the least of those three, Michelle, Vader, or Jay?
Michelle
is out, so it comes down to Vader. Bye, Michelle. Thank you. I thought she did pretty well, but she was very kind of, you're right, ambiguous.
She
with
her.
All of my opponents were great. I think everybody did a great job this morning.
Honestly,
the clear winner, I mean, we all know who it is.
Yeah, we do. All right, sorry, thank you, Vader. You're right. Jay, you win. I think Vader was right. We all know who the clear winner is. Jay, you've won. Congratulations. Jay Gutentag's won her first debate on the air. And you can't. Ooh. Yeah, that's exactly it. And you know when you had me? You had me at your dad's mouth blister story. I think that's when you swayed my vote, is that your
dad's a good man.
Somebody was raised that
definitely
open.
Couldn't top that.
My God. All right,
definitely
thank you. Thank you, Jay. Hold on just a second. We're going to get you some food. Jay wins.
And everybody remember.
Weird debate. Debate night in America. Trump, Biden. Good luck with that.
It can't be better than our debates.
I don't think so.
I don't think mouth blisters are going to be brought up on between
not
Biden
a topic.
And Trump.
No, somebody wants to ask this question. Jay, do you? Or
oh,
she still,
oh, yeah, I got her. Gonna,
Jay, a question from the audience in the town hall. Do you pee standing up?
You know, the only time I've peed standing up is if I've been in a holding cell and I'm not putting my ass on that toilet, or I'm in a bar that a bunch of dudes have pissed all over the seat. Yeah. Trying to shimmy over the toilet, so no, my clit's not quite that large.
Oh, God.
Wait a minute.
Oh,
blah. Hey, that's a legal one. That's a legal one. You can say that.
I know, but blah. You can, but blah. Hey, someone else wanted to know also, are you tight?
Come on, bring it.
Are you tight is what he said.
Am I tight?
Yeah.
Gutentag, come on, good and tight.
Yeah,
Gutentag means good and tight. All right, thank you, Jay. Hold on a second. She answers all the questions. That's just, she's unafraid. That's what I like about her. So, Robert, I hope you answered your question and found out a little bit about Jay's anatomy. It's not as long as we thought. I know there's people so confused right now. If you tuned in the middle. So somebody says, is it Sweet Sweek or something? Anyway, that was odd. Congratulations, Jay.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning,
so
everybody.
Long.
Yeah,
so
and
long.
That's the strangest thing I've ever.
Stop that.
Yeah, good luck with that. Yeah, what do we go on with anything else for? There you go. Those are your presidential debates. Good luck topping that tonight. It's 98 KUPD. I'm confused.
Big Red Badass.
What? What did you just say?
Badass. 98 KUPD.
The only thing better than a big truck is saving big. On a big truck. A truck that'll get you anywhere you want to go and help you get stuff done. Well, guess what? At Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, you can save big on every new Ram truck during the Ram Power Days. Going on now. visit us at the Scottsdale Auto Show off the 101 and Indian School Road, or do it all online at ChapmanDodge.com. Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Get more.